Anyway, I just wanted to throw porcupines at bunnies. Yeah. It was one of those days. That's a t-shirt right there.
This is episode 164 on June 2nd, 2016.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I'm Matt Hoffman.
I'm Mark Sadowski.
And I'm Maud Byrne.
Woohoo! We have
I sounded
a full...
surprised again that I was Matt Hoffman.
I'm always
You'll
surprised.
Get used to it.
Yeah, we have Mark and Maud on the show because we're going to be talking about a podcast we're going to be launching soon. And so they're on and you get to hear some greatness. If you guys are listeners
way to set us up for failure already.
if you guys had listened to any of the previous podcasts like Lens Wipe and Meatloaf, then
casual photography,
you guys are listening to some familiar voices. So how are you guys doing? Let's start with you, Matt.
I am just wonderful.
Cool. What you been up to?
Yeah. Well, cruising season has started, so the other day I rediscovered my love of photographing old cars.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I have a feeling my Instagram feed will soon be populated with that kind of stuff.
And I'll be liking them.
Cool. Yeah, I did one yesterday that I thought turned out kind of fun. Actually, technically... my son took the picture.
Ooh, what?
Uh-oh, copyright infringement. I'm reporting it.
Well, it was a collaboration. I framed it, and he pushed the shutter button.
Awesome. Starting
and it was
him
an
off
HDR
young.
Too.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Technically, it's his photo.
Yeah, that is true.
Actually, with that lawsuit, I don't think it is.
If a monkey could claim the photo... then
yeah,
a human
then a
has
and a half,
no,
yeah, yeah, a 2.5-year-old can. Yeah. Hey, whatever. I'll add copyright information that says it's his then.
There you go.
One day that'll it'll be his.
That'll pay for his college.
That's right. Mark, how are you doing? What you been up to?
Oh, my goodness. What haven't I been up to? Actually, I've been up to nothing.
Oh. No.
I kid. Just behind the scenes stuff. I'm trying to still do some more with the Tiny Shutter YouTube channel and also preparing ourselves for our brand new show, Photographers Talk. And I'm also doing the X-Line Photography podcast, the Fujifilm podcast. And
awesome.
I had a couple good interviews with Kevin Mullins and Andrew Billington. They are great Fujifilm photographers and a lot of fun to talk to. Just to give you kind of a hint at what we talked about, some stuff involved bridesmaids rushing down the aisles and somebody stepped on a baby.
Yes.
No, you'll have to find out.
That's right. Got to listen in. No, I listened to it. I enjoyed the interviews. I enjoyed those interviews. They were pretty good. I thought they were quite fun and very cool. Maud.
I tried.
Sorry.
Go on. Maud's turn. We had a big show.
Yeah. Maud,
well,
how are you doing?
You know, you're going to make me follow that with all these interviews and shows going on. I'm doing nothing. I'm doing good, but I'm doing nothing. I'm currently in the process of trying to go through the last several months of Instagram and catch up with all the things I haven't seen.
Oh, cool. Good luck.
So if you see a whole ton of likes coming in for me tonight, you'll know why.
Yeah.
I figured it was homework for the show, you know?
Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, Awesome. I'm glad everybody is here, and I think we're going to have some fun. I've been just doing a little bit of iPhone photography. I did participate in our weekly photo challenge this week and went outside of my comfort zone. So we'll talk about that soon. And but work's been crazy. I've been I'm planning on working every day this week except for Sunday, and it's hard for me to focus on photography when every waking moment of is either work, kids, or sleeping. Waking moment, get it? So, cool deal. All right, well, let's go ahead and let's get into some news.
News team, assemble!
All right. There have been a few rumor news for the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus that have come out this week. Last week, actually, I was going to talk about a rumor, but we had such a great show, I decided to table it for this week. Bloomberg had announced that there is talks that the one of the iPhones, probably not the next iPhone, but a future iPhone, probably in 2017, may have an OLED screen, which is more power friendly, flexible, and I guess easier to, I don't know if it's easier to produce, but there was a lot of good things about it. They said that Applied Materials Incorporated had reported an almost fourfold leap in orders for equipment to making displays, and so they're thinking that the iPhone is probably going to be the recipient of those screens. And OLED stands for Organic Light Emitting Diode. So you have LED.
The OLED is supposed to improve contrast. It has deeper blacks and
it just
makes the image pop better. And I don't remember why they said that they didn't do OLED. I don't think it's easier to produce, otherwise we would have had it already.
Yeah, that's true. They say OLED's
say flexible, do you mean actually flexible, like bendy twisty flexible, one of those ones?
Well, I think it's probably more flexible than the current screens.
They are actually flexible.
Yeah, so because they have the curved screens.
They could be made a lot thinner because an OLED display works without a backlight. So it could be a lot thinner because it doesn't have to have, any kind of backlight.
Right. And if I recall correctly, I think the issue was battery consumption.
Yeah.
But I mean, don't quote me on that.
I'm going to quote you on that.
Yeah. Yeah, it says OLED screens are thinner because they don't require a backlight. They also represent colors more vividly and are more energy efficient. So that could help in prolonging the battery life of a device.
I don't remember why they didn't include them yet.
Well, it's not a brand new technology, no. But it's relatively new.
Yeah.
They've only been in TVs for, like a handful of years now. So I'm not surprised that they're not in the phones yet.
But I think other Android phones have OLED screens, don't they?
I would think so.
Yeah, they may. I mean, I hope that this comes to the iPhone. I'm definitely interested in it for the color contrast and resolution. I'm not that interested in the bendiness of it, unless it means that like somehow it's not going to shatter or something. I don't know.
Dave in the chat room says that the better battery use. Black pixels don't need power, so that's why it's able to do good contrast.
Nice. That yeah, that's, Yeah, this is something we'll keep an eye on, and it sounds like a great addition to the iPhone. And I don't see any foreseeable. The only thing I can think of as being a problem would probably be cost. But we'll see. All right. Another rumor that had come out within the last few days is that the iPhone 7 may offer a 256 gigabyte storage option. And was it?
No. The real question is the low end still 16?
Actually, I believe, I think Mac Rumors reported this, and if Mac Rumors reported this, then all the Mac Rumor sites reported this. But I believe that they're upping the 16 gigs to 32 gigs finally.
Yeah,
I did remember reading that somewhere, but I'm not. I mean, again, it's rumor. So yes, they are bumping.
Yeah,
that
Mac
up.
Rumor says iPhone 7 will have a 32 gig minimum storage tier.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is an iMore article. It said the 64 gig version has, which has been the most popular option in previous generations, may be discontinued and replaced with the 128 gigabyte version. So if that's the case, that's going to be the mid version, and the 256 would be the high end.
That makes sense. It's about time.
So 30
long overdue as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
But if it's the free version, it'll still be the 8.
Oh my God. I hate Apple so much for that. That is just such a slap in the face.
What would you do with 256 gigabytes on your phone?
Video. Lots and lots of video.
Yeah, you can fill it up pretty quick if you're doing it, and not even just like a professional photographer type of video, but even just a mom taking videos, little clips of their kids and stuff. It really doesn't take that long to fill that up.
I beg to differ. I have 128, and I'm still trying to fill it with video.
The only problem is going to be it's going to take forever to take the video off of the phone. Mm-hmm.
But this is Apple. Why would you take it off the phone when you could buy?
Just put it in the cloud.
Let me dust off Johnny Ives here. Can I do it? Nope, I can't pull him out.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you talked about iCloud storage. So,
well,
the box.
Yeah, 256 gigabyte. I mean, my little computer that I'm using right now, I believe, is only 120, and over, you know, if I decided to dump all my images and keep dumping my images, eventually it'll fill up. But 256, the only thing I can see really utilizing all that storage would be video, editing videos, and producing the final production on it without having to remove videos or images that. For storage purposes, I think that's really good. Would I get it? Probably not. It's just I can't. I'm the type that I can't buy the high end because I know how cheap storage is, and typically
I'm with you, Joe.
The high end phones, I feel like I'm getting ripped off.
You are.
Yeah, you are. But then again, I'm sitting there going, oh, dang it. I can probably delete this app and then put it back on again. If I remove these images, then I'll have enough to be able to go out and take a bunch of pictures. You know.
Yeah, but Joe, let's not forget, how many gigabytes do you have on your phone?
16.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So a 32 gig will be nice, but... I have a hard time justifying if it's going to be 256, the cost, because storage is so cheap. It's just one of those things that Apple has decided to make a luxury item. So, The other news that came out about the iPhone 7 is there has been a post of some cases. These are full protection silicone cases for the iPhone 7 Plus and 7, and they are showing an iPhone with dual lenses. I'll believe it when I see it, but the fact that they are showing it and have pre-orders, it's kind of one of those things that you have to watch out for. Make sure you don't get suckered. I mean, they're $10, but you know, if a million people buy a $10 case and it ends up not being a dual lens, then you know they make out and you're left having to buy another lens. So that's something you have to be careful about. They say that the case has surfaced and that they're showing off the smart connector. I don't know what the smart connector is. Is that?
I think that's just going to be the Lightning connector.
Okay. I was going to say, because if they were changing the Lightning connector, then there's going to be a big uproar.
No, that's not happening.
Bill says Velcro.
The smart connector, if you look at some of the purported leaked pictures of the iPhone 7 that show the quote-unquote smart connector, that's the little three dots on the back of the phone.
Oh.
Just like the iPad Pro has.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. That's what the smart connector is. It's like that little magnetic, connector that's able to transfer data back and forth. It's like how the keyboard case works with the iPad Pro.
I've never touched one of the iPad Pros, so yeah. Okay, that's new to me.
Well, neither have I, but I'm still aware of it.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys think that the new iPhone, whatever it's going to be, the iPhone 7, the iPhone whatever, do you think it will be able to utilize the Apple Pencil?
Oh, that would be so cool. I want it to. And then I need the apps to, like all the photo editing apps that I really like to use, they just need to update and be able to work with the Apple Pencil like immediately.
That would be awesome.
That would be so awesome.
That would actually tempt me to upgrade.
Like, that's what I wanted out of 3D Touch. I, totally misunderstood what 3D Touch was going to be. I still like it and think it's neat, but
I never use it.
It's not. I do for certain apps. Probably the most I use it is Camera Plus to access the macro function.
Yeah.
Because you just hard press and the little menu pops up and you pick macro and you're good to go. I think it's kind of useful for some of the other apps like mail and stuff like that. But I was really hoping it was going to be more of a Wacom tablet kind of thing.
Yeah.
Would that take away from the iPad sales if they did that?
I don't care.
I know you don't care, but Apple's always, trying to say, well, we have this really cool adapter that you can plug up to your iPhone, but, it won't work with your iPhone.
I think as long as they, what Apple has said in the past is that they don't care if they eat up their own sales.
Right.
For as long as they stay within Apple. And in reality, what would Apple rather have? Would they prefer you to buy an iPhone or an iPad? And it's definitely the iPhone because it costs more money than the iPad.
Yeah. Very cool.
So, yeah, I would say.
And I think people update their phones more than they do their iPads too.
Yeah.
You're using them every day. You're much more likely to want the newer version and or break it and have to replace it.
Yeah.
Wait, yes, what?
I would agree with
you. I don't break
you're
my phone.
You're using your phone much more regularly. You have it in your pocket. If you have an iPhone, you're going to have it with you and be using it multiple times a day versus your iPad. You may use it on a daily basis, but maybe once a day, maybe whatever the number of times is, you're going to be using it a lot less frequently. So it's less likely to break. And or the phones are also just the type of thing that people, it's the stylish thing. You got to have the newest one available. So both things put together mean you're more likely to upgrade your phone faster than you're going to upgrade your tablet.
Yes, that is true.
I can talk when I try.
I think you did amazing.
It just struck me dumb that you made sense for something. No, I'm kidding. I kid.
Well, cool. No,
I
guess,
actually heard you wrong. Okay. I thought when you said things breaking, I'm like, I just need clarification.
I said it a little twisted the first time.
Well, cool. Well, I guess we'll keep an eye out for more rumors as we get closer to something. I still don't know if it's true that we're going to have another variation of an iPhone, but we'll see it. Has there been any announcements or anything like that? Because I haven't seen anything.
Well, isn't WWDC start in like 10 days, 11 days?
Yeah, but they're probably just going to announce the OS.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll give us a hint.
Yeah.
By accident.
That'll be a first.
Yeah. All right, let's do this.
Focus point.
All right. So we have called this meeting as a way to kind of announce something. Next week, we're going to launch a new podcast. And Mark and Maud are here, and we're going to briefly explain what that podcast is going to be and how much you're going to really love it. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, the show is going to be called Photographer's Chat. Right now, it is under lock and key because I want the tiny shutter people to be the first to hear this. That means if you're listening live on Mixlr for next week, we're going to be using the Tiny Shutter feed to host the show.
Yep.
That, and I'm too cheap to make another Mixlr account. It is going to feature live on the audio channel, and then that'll function as the first episode, and then it'll go into iTunes, and you know, it'll propagate from there. So right now the show is not live on iTunes. We're going to record the show first and then take the necessary precautions and do all that crazy stuff. I thought it'd be better than just doing an episode zero. Then
yeah. Next week we're not going to have a Tiny Shutter show. So if all of a sudden next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, nothing pops up, that's why. But we will have, you know, we're going to try and do this once a month, and which means we're going to, you know, go one less show a month, as we do this, because we have lives.
So here's how it's going to go. This is a show that is going to be about anything. Sometimes it'll be photography related. Sometimes it won't be photography related. Back in the day, we had this show called The Lens Wipe, where it was just a casual show on photography, and we tended to go off on these epic tangents that were not photography related. And we got a great core audience from that. And then afterwards, the show just kind of fizzled out and died.
No. To be fair, it fizzled out, died, reincarnated, fizzled out, died, reincarnated, and repeat.
No, the last one is we reincarnated it, and we realized that we should not have brought it to life, and then we just kicked it, stepped on its neck, and then put a bullet in it, and realized that this is the last time we're doing this.
It was a lot of fun because I think we angered a lot of photographers just from talking.
Well, therein lies the funny part. And by funny, I mean ironic. We were a very casual show about photography, and we did not mind just making fun of the industry that we're all in.
Yeah.
And that just set people off. I would get these hate mails saying, you know, I didn't learn anything from your show. And where I would reply, you're welcome.
Yeah.
great. Oh, wait, that's a bad thing. Oh, okay. So it always puzzled me that, you know, there's just so much out there that, you know, so many people that take it seriously. And it's those hate mails that just discouraged me. And I think that's the mainly why the lens wipe just kind of fell into decay. But
that, I think we were also, we were running almost three or four shows at one time.
And there was that. There was a lot of conflict at times.
Yeah.
And so Lenswipe took the back burner, and Tiny Shutter basically stepped on its ashes and its neck and occasionally whizzed on it. But, you know, it was right to do so, and it's better for it.
Yeah.
And you guys have done a bang up job, too.
Thanks.
So. But I think one of the things that we could all agree on is that those tangents that we talked about were a lot of fun.
Yeah, they were.
And we did have a great core group. And I think now I really want to bring that back. I want to bring back that casual talk about photography or, you know, just whatever. Whatever we want to talk about is whatever we'll talk about, and if we tick off the photography world, so be it. I think that'll just make it that much more fun. And
yeah, one of the fun things,
if we could have a lot of laughs at the photography world, then I am ready to try to bring it. I can't promise that I'll be funny, but I'll at least try.
One of the fun things was that we would have like this awesome show. It was the best we'd ever done. And then like the next one would just crash and burn and never see the light of day. And
that only happened a couple times.
Yeah. There were times where like, yeah, I think we were a little over the top on this. Let's not put that one out.
Well, the other thing that we, if you recall, like one of the things that we did was whenever the show went too serious, it became such a slog.
Yeah.
Like remember there was this this real huge D-bag of a photographer. I can't remember the name. Let's not bring up any names just in case.
No.
But he came out with this list of how to be a photographer and like the step-by-step list. And yes, we went at it point by point, just talking about this thing. Yes. And just ripping it apart. And then it was, I think we were 84% through. And I kid you not that like I could probably accurately measure that when we realized, you know, guys, this episode sucks.
Yeah.
And we still have a Tiny Shutter to record.
Yeah. Yeah. We were doing two shows a night, and that was getting rough.
Yeah. So.
Hence the, we'll probably do three or four Tiny Shutters a month, depending on the number of Thursdays we have in a month, and we'll have one photography talks a month.
Photographer's talk.
Sorry, photographers. I need to write that in the show notes.
There you go. No, don't put it in the show notes. That should not belong in the show notes yet.
No,
because I don't have the URL. Right.
No, I'm sorry. I meant my notes for the show, not the show notes for the episode.
Oh, right on.
So, and one of the things too that we thought, you know, we want this to be, you know, kind of lighthearted fun, something that We're not looking to really offend people, but, you know, just kind of just have a way to
offend them.
Yeah. Yeah. Casually offend them. And also if you learn something, it's purely by accident.
We take no responsibility for it whatsoever.
Yeah. So it's something that I think is going to be a lot of fun. And we've been saying, so when are we going to start it? When are we going to start it? So this next Thursday, we will post in the Tiny Shutter Facebook. And if you are on Mixlr and are following us, whenever the show goes live, you will get that email saying that we are live. And don't be surprised when all of a sudden we're not doing the same thing as Tiny Shutter. You've been warned, but do come and hang out with us and have a lot of fun, because one of the nice things is, you know, especially with this show, with Tiny Shutter, we have a great core group of people who hang out with us in the chat room, and they put in input, they correct us, they have a lot of fun, they make us laugh, and, you know, having you guys there while we record adds another dynamic to the show. And and so if you want to participate, you know, go on to Mixlr and look for us. We're going to be under the Tiny Shutter banner.
Well, that's the other thing. The chat room just brings a whole other dynamic to the show. And if you see any photography related news, or, you know, whatever related news that you feel will be great to put onto the show,
yeah,
you know, provide that in the chat room and we could go to town on that. And in addition, I have floated this around to other photographers, and they are more than happy to be guests on this mm-hmm. show. And I think it'll be fun just to get these famous, quote unquote, because it is the photography world, and that term is used very loosely, photographers just to come onto the show and BS and share war stories. And I think that'll really be cool.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I know everybody here is looking forward to it. And so be warned, you're gonna have some fun, and listen in. We're gonna do it. So, all right. Anything else about the show, or is it time?
Yes, it will not be an explicit show.
Oh,
that is the big difference between that and the Lens Wipe.
Yeah, Lens Wipe was an
explicit tag. And who knew?
Well, cool. All right, I'm going to go ahead and move us on to Post Pick of the Week.
Post Pick of the Week.
Awesome.
Man, I can't stress that enough. You throw in an F word and that just...
No. Yeah, it riles. It's like poking a bear or poking a beehive.
With another beehive.
Yeah.
One of my favorite summertime activities.
All right. We are now's the time for our post pick of the week, where we choose a image from our weekly photo challenge. And this last week it was street photography. And let's see here. Matt, is it your turn?
Sure, why not?
Okay. I was like, oh shoot, did we assign that? photography. Go ahead.
Since I pick this as a challenge, I'll pick the winner.
All right.
And I need to apologize because I did not get a chance to participate.
That's all right.
Cringing in my seat right now. No, people are going to come after me now.
No, I've done that before too. Sometimes it's like life gets in the way, and the opportunities to do it sometimes slip by, because these weeks have been flying by. I can't believe we're already in June.
Yes. Well, in any case, we got way more submissions than I thought, both in the Facebook group and on Flickr. I think people really embraced this challenge. The thing that actually makes it challenging is that in order, I think, to really have a successful like street photograph, it needs to be more than just somebody walking down the street or, you know, walking on the sidewalk. There needs to be something like a little bit more interesting going on. And there were definitely a handful of pictures that achieved that. But my winner this week is Rex Lisman. He has a picture that is just so cool. And it probably honestly could have won like several other challenges that we did in the past as well. But basically, it looks like a storefront window.
Yes.
Reflection with there's a mannequin like behind the window, but you got this really strong reflection. So you can kind of see the buildings that are across the street. And then there's also a guy walking by on the sidewalk, but you see him in the reflection in the window. It's really super cool. I think that is it's a really great picture. And one of the other things I like about it is he found a way to photograph someone without being super obvious that he was photographing a person. And then the other great thing, you know, that we talked about is that, you know, we don't usually like to pick winners that have people's faces, like, you know, clearly identifiable because we use it as the album art and all that kind of stuff. And this definitely meets that criteria. There's really no way to identify the person in this photo, but I just really like there's so many layers to it. It's just a really neat picture. And I like the black and white. I don't know. That style to me is just so cool for street photography. And it's converted to black and white really well. So a lot of contrast, and then he kind of added like some grit and grain to it and stuff. So kind of has a more gritty feel to it. It just really works. It's a great image.
It's hard to tell that the building that you see is a reflection.
I know, it's so crisp and clear.
Yeah, it is. It's almost as if this was a double exposure, or you superimposed another image on top of another image. But the fact that you can see the guy's, you know, reflection as a shadow, to me is wild. You can't really see the guy, but his reflection casts a shadow on the glass and allows you to see into the storefront. And then the mannequin just looks like a ghostly figure that is, you know, half ghost, half there. It is a really awesome image.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy with this one. Wish it was mine.
Yeah. I don't know if Mark or Mod can see it. Can you guys see it?
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay. What were your thoughts on it, Mark?
I love it. I think it's that would have been my pick. I can't add anything more than what Matt has already said. I think it's to me it looked like that the figure of the guy was a shadow. That was my first impression.
Yeah.
So when you mentioned that it was actually a reflection, that had me do another double take there. That even added more depth to it because I had to look a little deeper into it. So that's really, really cool. And you know, it's funny that street photography really lends itself to black and white photography. Mm-hmm. It just kind of goes hand in hand like a glove. I just thought it was a funny comment. Or it's funny that's how it really feels like it ought to be. I've only seen a handful of color photos that do well with street photography. We have a bunch in our Facebook group that I checked out that did it really well and far better than what I would do with street photography.
Yeah. Bill in the chat says the mannequin looks like it's facing the man, which it does.
Yes. Yeah,
it does. Yeah.
And that's why I thought it was a shadow and not a reflection.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Did you want to say anything about it, Maude?
No.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Rex. You are the post pick of the week. If you guys want to be featured as post pick of the week, could go on to the Facebook group or the Flickr group and submit your images. We will go through and choose the one that we think is worthy of being post pick of the week. And we use that image for our album art for the episode. Also, it is featured on the Facebook group as the cover photo for the group for that week. We were looking at other ways too to be able to feature your guys' images, because Mark is trying to get our episodes on YouTube, and one of the ideas that we had was to possibly use submitted images, but they have to be with permission, I think.
Funny you mentioned that. That's a good point. We are going to start broadcasting the podcast on YouTube. It's going to come later than, you know, after the live broadcast. I'll probably do it, post it on Saturday. But rather than having a static image up there for the YouTube channel, it would be really cool to have a slideshow going while the episode is being broadcast. So whenever you guys post new challenges, it would be really cool if, when you post it, to leave a comment in there saying it's okay to use it as artwork for the YouTube channel. And a simple yes would be fine, I guess. Or, you know, whatever you guys want to type in there. I haven't figured out an easy way to do this.
Yeah.
But I want to make a collection of these images that we could just have on rotation while the episode plays on YouTube. And, yeah.
Cool. All right. Now we need to figure out what we want to be as our next challenge. So do you guys have any ideas? I'm checking with the chat room too. Joe Hotzel said shiny, something that's shiny.
That how about YouTube album art?
Yeah. So we take a picture of our computer screens while we're watching YouTube.
Sure. Yeah.
Maude, do you have any ideas you want to throw our way?
Well, I'm always the naturalist. Is that a word? I'm going to use this one. So I like to do things with out in nature, obviously. But I don't know what types of things I haven't been listening. I haven't been listening a lot lately, so I don't know what types of things you have been doing.
Well, nature. Okay, Sophia said, "How about flowers or nature?"
We haven't done.
Of years for flowers.
Yeah,
we haven't done baskets of bunnies.
Yeah, baskets of bunnies.
Yeah, there's been a lot of bunnies out in my yard lately. That actually might work.
I have one that met its demise, but I won't. I won't post that picture.
And there's lots of nature stuff we could do.
Would you want something more specific, though, or do you want to just leave it open for nature?
I kind of like the idea of flowers.
Flowers to me. Too,
but are we in flowery enough? I think we are. We got plenty of flowers out there now.
Oh, sure. All you have to do is walk into a flower shop.
Yeah, or go to like a garden center or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or go north. I think the lupins are finally blooming.
Nice.
This early?
Yeah. They're starting to.
All right, let's do flowers. That'll be our post or weekly photo challenge. All right. So what we'll do is we will post in the Facebook group and the Flickr group, and when you submit your images, just look for the thread for this week and post your images in the comments and take a look around, see what else everybody else is doing. And also, if you want to participate in past challenges and add photos there, by all means, we don't close those down or delete them. So you can go back to previous weeks and be able to look through all the images that are there. And if you want, submit your images, and you know, it'll automatically bring that post to the top of the feed, and we will be able to see it. So don't worry about not being able to see it. So. All right. Well, cool. I think we got ourselves a show.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Have you guys seen the Petapixel article on the new Leica smartphone? Huawei or whatever it is. Oh,
the dual-lensed one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a joke that camera is, huh?
Is it out?
I think some guy got to test it, and he said the images with the standalone camera app are actually pretty decent. There are actually a couple things that I actually like about this thing, and then a couple things that I actually despise that I think is just a great laugh.
Yeah.
The first is that it looks like you can actually do proper slow shutter with this camera.
Yeah.
You can set it into manual mode and do a nice waterfall photo with it, which is kind of cool. I think that really says a lot for the camera. What it doesn't do well, and it's actually quite laughable, is the shallow depth of field or the bokeh, where they try to do like a portrait mode, and it will give you bokeh in the background, but what will happen is it looks like it's a poor photoshopped image where like the edges around your subject are like super sharp. And so for example, say you're standing in front of the camera, right?
Yeah.
Your background will be blurred, but there's this halo around you where it's super sharp, and it just looks like that.
Like the first generation HDRs?
Yeah.
Kind of. But what it is that there's this distinct line of blur focus, and it's not necessarily around your head, but part of the background is incorporated in that too.
Yeah, if you look at the article and kind of scroll down through the pictures, there's some examples that are kind of trying to show off that shallow depth of field, and it's like painfully obvious how terrible it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have a link for that. Yeah. Bummer. Yeah. Cause we had talked, I want to say probably about 5 or 6 episodes back about the Huawei phone, and they had photographers go out and they had some images that they had posted from it before it was launched. So,
yeah.
Oh, bummer. Okay. Anything else?
Nah, that's it for me.
All right, let's do this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
All right. Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You can check me out on Instagram, IM, Twitter, and Flickr at M. Hoffman Photo.
Awesome. Mark, where can they find you?
Wait a minute. Before we do that, Joe in the chat room says, achieve professional photographic effects and access a powerful array of unique functions, including choice of film modes, wide aperture effect, monochrome mode, and professional mode. Excellent.
Professional mode. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Well said. That's that is awesome. Anyway, yeah, you can find me on wait a minute. Hang on. Let me click my thoughts. That's too funny. Oh, man. I'm on Instagram. You could find me at Sadowski Photography. You can also find my Fujifilm show if you are a Fujifilm photographer or enjoy listening to stories, in this particular case about Fujifilm. You can go find it on thexline.com or just go to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and just do a search for The X Line.
Awesome. Very cool. Maude, where can they find you?
Oh, you can find me on Instagram, Maude Byrne.
Awesome. You can find me on Instagram also under Joseph Ferreira. You can find the show notes, links to Facebook, Flickr, and the YouTube channel by going to tinyshutter.com. You can email the show at tinyshutter@gmail.com. And if you want to submit images that way, or you can even, I think you can submit images in the comments of the show notes. I'll have to check on that. But we've actually had a few people that don't have either Flickr or Facebook that have looked to submit. But I suggest
Tiny Shutter on Instagram.
Yeah, you can do that too. But I haven't even been looking at the hashtag Tiny Shutter.
You're fired.
Lately, I know. So, and I think who was it? We got chided by for not looking at Instagram, but I can't remember offhand. So go to tinyshutter.com for all that, and you will find everything there. Well, guys, I think we have ourselves a show. Why don't you guys say goodnight?
Yeah, I'll let you guys. Right.
Good night, everyone.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
And that is my traditional I goofed on the soundboard, and then we'll do this.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and
amateur
you and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
This place is dead anyway, man.
We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Kowalski, what's our trajectory?
95% certain this will end in massive, claiming disaster.
And the other 5%?
Irrelevant, sir.